This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all around the country as well as the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have over there. Alrighty, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, as well as host of the Underground USA podcast, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I got to talk about California because both you and I are firefighters. We've established that a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
And I can't find fault with the fire department for what's been going on here. They've been doing a bang-up job trying, as they always do, to get these fires under control. But PG&E and the people that allowed them to shut down the power to about a million people for almost a week, costing about $2 billion in business revenue to some of the people that were operating businesses in those areas, is plain stupid, because where they shut the power down isn't even where the fires were going on.
No, and a great portion of the electricity that powers Los Angeles comes from Nevada. So, they've had rolling brownouts for tactical reasons in California for years.
Yep.
And they've had wildfires there's a season out there. They know it's coming. So it's nothing they shouldn't be prepared for. To speak about the fires, they are some of the most difficult fires to actually have to fight if you're a firefighter. It's a grueling day.
Nothing worse than a wildfire with a wind.
Yeah. But if you're an electric company that knows this season is coming, you have to make contingencies. So, it would be interesting to audit that company to see why they weren't prepared for this and why they're shutting power down in unaffected areas.
Well, I totally agree with you. Now, something else that's creating quite a stir right now is Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Was part of a deal that was brokered by Vladimir Putin in Russia with the leaders of the Kurds and Damascus in Syria to bring the Syrian army into join hands along with the Kurdish fighters and take the Syrian troops that were to the south and move them to the north to directly confront the Turks and stop the Turkish offensive that's going on.
Well, at first blush, this actually kind of raised my eyebrow that the Russians were allowed to get back into the mix there. And then I thought that it's quite genius. you know, when you look at the Russian track record, the Middle East, especially Afghanistan, they got wrapped up in there for years and were brought to a stalemate. They got tied up.
Yep.
It was something that occupied them. And I thought, well, you know, if U.S. troops are moving to the south of Syria and the Russians are getting embroiled with Al-Assad again against the Turks, maybe this is going to wrap up their hands up there in the northern half of Syria. And this is meant to actually embroil the Russians into conflict that they know they can't win again, or at least they should know they can't win again. Time will tell on this one, but if that was the case, then this might be a flash of genius.
Yeah, and of course the American troops have not left Syria. They are merely moving out of the area to a safer area along the Iraqi-Syrian border, right there somewhere in the northwestern corner. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, they're not leaving. They're being redeployed south and out of the zone that we were in with the Kurds. And that's what first raised my eyebrows. We're not leaving. We're not pulling out of the Middle East. What are we doing? But if Russia is being sucked into the Middle Eastern conflict at a time when Iran is saber rattling and against Saudi Arabia, And the horizon looks like the big battle between the Sunni and Shiite are coming. This could be something that makes them put skin in the game instead of giving them a free pass to swoop in after it's over.
Now, Adam Schiff is saying, first of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo to impeach the president, but it's clear already, so he thinks, from the text messages that the meeting between the Ukrainian president sought was being conditioned on their willingness to intervene in the U.S. election to help the president. He said that's a terrible abuse of the president's power. Now, whether that abuse goes further, that's withholding the military aid also is leverage, that there's certainly strong indication that's true as well. Well, actually, that's what they did.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's got to be smoking something that's legal in Colorado. You know, when you look at what Biden threatened the Ukrainians with when he was vice president over his son, and that's, you've got the smoking gun there to make him drop out of the race. Trump did nothing wrong by looking at another world leader and saying, you really should be looking into corrupt people.
Yep. Hold that thought.
That's an ethical thing to do.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, as we roll along here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Find out more about them by going online, mossnissan.com. And I've been driving the all-brand-new Nissan Murano, available from Moss Nissan. Definitely a cut above. If you're like me, you enjoy sporty, fun-to-drive SUVs with the comfort of a luxury crossover. And boy, let me tell you, this is the one. I'm still getting over 30 miles per gallon with this, all miles traveled, city, highway, you name it. Now, the CVT transmission is part of that. The powerful V6 engine is another part of that. But driving with the cruise on just about everywhere I go is another part of that, because that will save you money by not getting out there and horsing that thing around and just driving the speed limit, which is what I've been doing. And every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care maintenance program, including the free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers too. Now, preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles comes along with that. There just isn't any better program for those who serve. So take advantage and tell your friends. Go to Moss Nissan at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey and on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Remember, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we were talking during the break. According to Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrats have discussed jailing White House officials who don't testify. Is there anybody other than me that doesn't realize that they can't do that?
Well, I mean, those people would follow their executive privilege. But what strikes me about this story is that she's creating political prisoners. Because the Democrats are doing this for political reasons, she's creating political prisoners. And this is the stuff of Noriega and Maduro and any number of despots in the Middle East. If you don't do what the elitist class says, they jail you. Well, you know, you've got the executive privilege from the executive branch, and President Trump gets to say that, and it would go to the Attorney General and then to the judicial branch. These are all co-equal branches of government. The legislative branch just doesn't get to make rules and jail people. It doesn't work that way. There's a constitution that says so. So not only is Ms. Tlaib constitutionally illiterate, she sounds more and more and more like a tin pot despot dictator than someone who is supposed to be representing a populace in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and you know, just in case all of this works, the media has begun going after a potential President Mike Pence, beginning with his belief in traditional marriage, which the story claims could haunt him in the event of running for the White House, and that comes from MSN.
No, I said, of course they're going to attack him. The thing that should be pointed out here, so everybody can you know, refresh your memory on this one, there's a reset. The left is supposed to be the party of inclusion and tolerance. And that means they are supposed to include people, not exclude people. And if you're not marching lockstep with the progressive ideology in the most brutal of manners, they exclude you and start to tear you down. Of course, that's an Alinsky tactic, but it defies their inclusion and their tolerance thing. So next time you hear about, oh, we have to be diverse, diversity is a huge thing, ask the question, diversity except for who?
Yeah.
Because that's the game they're playing. They're not diverse, they're not inclusive, and they're not tolerant. And the sooner we define that group with those truths, the sooner their power will be diminished.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just got a little text message here from Colonel Jim, our regular Wednesday morning contributor, Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired and former Chief of Staff for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. He said that while Kurdish nationalism on the surface seems to be a common theme amongst various Kurdish groups, at least according to the Washington ruling class and elites, by no means does this mean that all the Kurds are unified towards a single common goal or ideology. How about that?
Well, he's spot on. Remember, the Middle East, as much as we want to look at the lines on a map, they're very tribal. So even within the Kurdish demographic, there are tribes that exist. They are not all cohesive, and they're not all friendly to each other. You know, we keep looking at the Middle East through 21st century American Western eyes, when we should be just being honest about it and looking at it through eyes that see what actually is over in the Middle East. We don't do that, and we base our foreign policy on that mistake. It is a mistake.
Yeah. Now, Harry Reid came out and said something yesterday. Harry's been kind of quiet for a while.
Harry.
Yeah, well, you're going to love this. He said that President Trump won't be easy to beat in 2020.
No, thank you for explaining the obvious, Mr. Man with One Eye. You know, and some people are going to be uppity about that statement, but I don't care. He was a jerk when he was in office. He was a political charlatan most of his life. And when he was in power in the Senate, he was a very bad man. So, you know, thanks for stating the obvious. Now, that said, you've got a guy who is on the fringe left trying to moderate what the message of the left is. Right now, you've got the far left saying, hey, you know, this guy's going to be impeached. He can't win. He's an idiot. He's horrible. And you've got somebody who was a leader not too long ago saying, well, he's going to be hard to beat. So they're trying to modulate their message going into 2020 to make sure that people understand that it's not going to be a cakewalk. In fact, when you look at the numbers, Trump's base has been solidified with everything they've done over the last 4 years. And it's grown because people have more money in their wallets. The economy is better. Taxes are down. Jobs are back. So they've got their, not only did it work cut out for them, they've got an uphill climb. Because Trump's numbers, when you go to the ballot box at the end, if you're not listening to the usual suspect alphabet media, have grown.
Yeah, and I'm speaking with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the host of the Underground USA podcast. Brexit, the divorce talks going on this week between the United Kingdom and the European Union are going right down to the wire. They've got till the end of the month to decide this.
Boy, you know, it's this drama. If you're looking at it through American eyes, now granted, I don't have boots on the ground over in Europe or in Britain, but you know, they're forcing these people to stay in an economic system that they don't want to. We have ways of exchanging money, and we have ways of negotiating trade agreements with countries and entities. Why this is so hard is strictly a political matter with the people that want to remain in this failed utopia that is the European Union. It started out as nothing but a common currency, and it's turned into a regional government. And that's what the people of Britain decided they didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
Is this utopian pseudo-government that has been established for currency transactions. They should divorce right now, say we'll negotiate our trade deals,
yeah,
and undercut everything that the EU has in trade with any part of the other world.
Yeah, everybody seems to forget, at least the media anyway, that the Britons voted against Brexit. They wanted out, and there you go. All right, let's talk about Kim Jong-un, because he may be hiding a swine fever apocalypse from the world right now, because apparently they're hiring sharpshooters to go out and kill the pigs that they have there, because they do have this epidemic in North Korea.
Well, North Korea is an isolated country. China doesn't give them much help when it comes to things like this. They don't necessarily care. They just want to make sure that their border is protected. And if, you know, when you become a hermit nation like this, things like that happen. Now, that said, information doesn't come out freely from North Korea, so we have to wait to find out. He may just have told his people that he likes bacon, for all we know. But, you know, if that epidemic is happening, it's a shame for the North Korean people. And it really is just one more penny in the bucket for a reason why that dictatorship should be toppled. But he's got a strong military backing him up, so what are you going to do?
Well, it happened in China, remember. We know about it happening in China. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay alone, my friend.
I most certainly will. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, brother firefighter for a number of years. Frank's been on my program for going on almost 20 years right now, so there you go. We're coming back with Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback today, because he's normally the insurance quarterback, but on Mondays and Fridays we turn him into the sports quarterback. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This, in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks, but the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for that great liner. We appreciate you very much. She and her husband, Don, listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down in Sarasota. So hello to my Charlotte, Manatee, and Sarasota County friends. This message is for you. Do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Have you seen an optometrist but haven't gone to get your eyeglasses yet? Are you an active duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Are you tired of the big box store approach to your eyes where you get in and out the door as fast as possible with no personal attention? Well, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, I've got a great solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444-7984. Diana Reason will answer the phone. She's a licensed optician, and she will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. Bring the copy of the ad with you, and she'll meet it or beat it. Now, that's just a fact. And a reason that I say that is because Diana Reason cares all about you and your eyes. And Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love their veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount on your eyeglasses. Now, stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. And yes, I do. All right, here he is. Today he's not the insurance quarterback. He's the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, we've had a busy week, and the only team that I'll talk about locally that did anything was USF. They evened up their record 3-3, a good game against Brigham Young. But everybody else, they all went south for the winter, I guess.
They sure did, Captain, but you're right. The Bulls came through. They were down 13-0 and came back and won the game. So good for them. Good for Charlie Strong. That's two good wins in a row. They needed it to get this program back in gear and get the fan support. So, yeah, we won't talk about the rest of the colleges here. Well, University of Miami played well, Captain, Friday night. They had a big win, so we'll give them a little kudos. But the other schools had a rough outing of it, to say at least, or some were off. So, by all means, very true. And then our Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They fell there in London, 37-26 to the Carolina Panthers.
Wasn't even close, though. The score doesn't resemble what was going on because Jameis Winston had six turnovers.
Yes, he did, sir. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. It wasn't a good game. I don't like those London games. I wish they'd eliminate them. Just, you know, first of all, Tampa Bay lost a home game because of it. Okay. And it's just they don't do well over there either. I just wish they would stop volunteering to do that.
Well, here's what they're talking about next year. And when I heard this, I said, you got to be kidding me. They're going to have every week, and they're going to have every week somebody playing in England. Every week. Different teams.
Yeah. I mean, that flight's rough. Number one. Number two, we're playing Thursday night. But we talk and preach about we care about the players. It's funny, all the hypocrisy, Captain. But it is what it is, to say the least. And then, The other games, you had the Redskins beat the Dolphins 17-16, so they become number two in the draft. I think those two teams are gonna, you know, win one or two games at best. So that's gonna be rough for that fan base.
Well, I was watching the Wires last night, and just to get away from football for a minute, and I was watching the Yankee game because I wanted to see what was gonna happen there. And 11th inning, holy cow, Houston pulled it out.
Yeah, correct. It's a long home run to get the Astros evened up with the Yankees now in the series. You know, they travel back to New York to play the little subway there, Bronx. We'll see what happens with the Yankees and Astros there. It's tough to win there in New York. I mean, if they could pull off three in a row, they'd steal the series. But I think it's going to come back to Houston, at least for game six and probably possible game seven. I think it's going to be a very good series. And speaking about baseball, we'll talk about the Nationals. 2-0 now against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's going to be, looks like they're going to win that series and be in the World Series. And it's funny. You know, everybody thought they weren't going to do well. They lost Bryce Harper, lost a few other players. But the other players stepped up. Now the Nationals are doing great. So I'm very happy for that.
Well, I'm very, very, very familiar, as are you, with their head coach, their manager, Davey Martinez. And I can't be happier for the guy. Found a new home, and it took him, what, 2 or 3 years to build the team up?
Yes. Good guy. Just another Joe Madden disciple. And you have Kevin Cash taking the team for everything they had. Give that kid credit. Should be manager of the year. Davey Martinez, mm-hmm. Rocky Baldelli. All three of these guys have had some influence by Joe Madden. That's pretty impressive. So, real happy about that. You have the Saints, the people here in Tampa Bay, beat the Jaguars 13-6. And it was funny. The Pope accidentally tweeted his support for the Saints captain yesterday. Cracked me up. So anyway, I had to share that with the folks.
Yeah, well, the Jets won their what? First game of the year?
Can you believe the Jets beat the Cowboys, Captain? Unbelievable.
Well, the Cowboys went for what? For two. And they didn't get it. Well, they lost.
Well, yeah, they had to tie them. Yeah, mm-hmm. They didn't get it. But Sam Darnold comes back after his mono situation and plays well and leads the Jets over the Cowboys. Nobody saw that coming, Captain. And everybody thought the Cowboys were going to put it on him. It was very interesting. and we talked about Jameis Winston. The other quarterback drafted right after him, Marcus Mariota of the Tennessee Titans, was benched for Ryan Tannehill. People familiar with the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
Down there. And now he went in there to try to get something going for the Titans. Nothing happened. The Broncos shut him out 16-0. So that was interesting. And then nobody saw this coming either, Captain. The 49ers 20-7 over the LA Rams. LA Rams Super Bowl team last year, and now they're just struggling to stay afloat. It's just crazy. What kind of season?
They had a rainout yesterday in Talladega. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Talladega.
So they're going today?
Today at 2:00. 2:00 today, sir. Yes, sir. So anybody who can possibly get away around 2:00, take a light lunch. All the NASCAR fans out there, you'll be able to watch that on one of the sports shows.
Well, those guys that are over there in Talladega, they camp out pretty much for 3-4 days anyway, and they're still there doing their thing.
Oh, yeah. They'll dismiss today's day of work. Absolutely. Well, it's been a very interesting sports week, to say the least.
By the way, it is a holiday, so maybe they'll get the day off anyway. Yeah. How about that?
That's true. A lot of people will have Columbus Day off today.
No mail, no banks.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, let the folks know out there, catching what been on the road, all our trucker friends. The Steelers did beat the Chargers 24-17 out in L.A. So the L.A. fan base with the Chargers and San Diego fans.
And the Lightning got beat too, is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But they're going to have a good year. They look good, Captain. I think they're going to contend again. Just hope we get to the playoff hunt and have a better run of it, you know?
So let's back up again and talk about some baseball stuff for one simple reason. I love the sport. I played it, and I was fairly good at it. I had a pro tryout, but the day I had the pro tryout, I couldn't hit the ball. And I was famous for being able to hit the ball to the opposite field, but not that day. Oh,
well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and with power, I might add. But anyway, Joe Madden, what's going to happen to him?
Yes. He's either going to go to the Angels, I believe. A lot of people, you know, want David Roberts to be fired after his debacle in the series, but you can't do that to the guy. A couple mistakes, you can say, but I don't see that happening. Joe Girardi, they're talking about him either going to the Mets or the Cubs. So there'll be a lot of things going on in Major League Baseball with people moving around, to say the least.
I would love to see Joe Madden go back to the Angels and see what he could do there, because he helped build that franchise up into a powerhouse.
Yeah, he did. He really did. That's where he got his start, to really be a good bench coach, and everybody likes him. He's a good motivator.
All right, now you hang on, because they're going to bring you right back right after the beach and boating forecast. Don't go anywhere, folks, because Patrick Heinle will be right back with me after we come back after this break, and then we give you the beach and boating forecast for the area. Then Patrick's going to tell you what he's got going for himself, and then we'll get into the final segment of the program. I got a few more things to tell you about, but don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. For a Monday morning, it's going to be mostly sunny today. Now, the winds will start out of the southeast. They'll be light and variable to begin with. Then they'll turn around to the northwest, speeds anywhere from 9 to about 15 miles per hour this afternoon, a sea breeze. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet most of the day with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is currently 82 degrees, the Bay water temperature 81. High tide came at 2:21 a.m. Low tide will be around at 9:05 a.m. this morning. And keep in mind that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. They have 185 locations, many of which, where my show is heard right now, where they're located in the USA. They also have 3 in Canada and 2 in France. That's right, I said France, as in Parlez-vous Français. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, with 2 more coming, And the rumor is they're going to add one up in Gainesville. Go Gators! So now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, all you do is pay the balance due, and then you'll charge a monthly charge to be a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Now, you can load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, you're off for a day of fun and sun in the water. And remember, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call them at 855-FREEDOM, that number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more about them. And remember, tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. All right, back to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback who turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, now, the reason I held you over is because I want you to tell everybody what it is that you're starting up doing, which includes, I believe, next Tuesday. Is it next Tuesday or this Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
At Mission Barbecue.
Well, Mission Barbecue next Tuesday, we're planning on having a little get-together and seminar if we can get it all coordinated, and we'll talk next Monday to make it official, or this Friday, pardon me, on your show. And it's Medicare season, folks. This is a time to take your choices, take your options, get another set of eyes, such as myself, to look at what programs are out there for you and to help you. And that includes veterans who can still use the VA benefits and the TRICARE and still use a Medicare plan and get additional benefits not even aware of. Plus, in a lot of cases, have money refunded back to your Social Security check. So you want to take advantage of that? Please give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. I've helped out over thousands of people, husbands and wives, military personnel, with this, you know, very confusing situation with Medicare and the advantage plans you can get out there. So I'd love to help. That's what I'm all about. As the captain knows, I just sit down with people. I help them out. If I can help you, great. If I can't, I'll tell you, you're fine. Stay with what you have, and just please refer me to somebody that I can help. And that's what I do every day.
And this will help with TRICARE, because the prescription drugs, certain amounts of prescription and drugs with TRICARE are going up some 43%.
Well, Captain, and that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. When it comes to the pharmaceuticals, 44% of the people on Medicare, most people are 65 and above, have diabetes. And I have a company with devoted health plans with their diabetes supplies. There is no charge for the pens, for the insulin, for the supplies. It's a great company. It's something you want to take advantage of. All the diabetics out there listening right now, you want to call me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And I can help you out, save you money that way also. It's common sense, folks, like the Captain Always Creek is on a show. Do yourself a favor and give me a call. Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052.
All righty. Well, I thank you very much, Patrick, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. It's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. And check him out. He's got a lot of different things there that he offers, Patrick Hyland. Now, in surveys that were released on Saturday, President Trump ended the holiday polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. That's still as high or higher than Barack Obama was at this time, and certainly higher than George Bush was at this time in his tenure. By the way, despite the controversy surrounding its latest member, voter approval of the U.S. Supreme Court, which began its latest session this week, remains higher than it's been in years. And voters also clearly think President Trump, with his two nominations to the high court, has moved it to the right. Now, the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index held steady at 139.4 in October, virtually unchanged from last month, and still amongst the all-time highs to date. And most voters still think President Trump should turn over his tax returns to his Democratic opponents. But the tax return question is a lot stronger voting issue for Democrats than it is for others, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians. Now, President Trump's decision to pull back the U.S. military in Syria may be a policy, but even most Democrats can agree with that, as well as Republicans, too. Those are the numbers. Now, in 2016, you remember what happened, but right now it's 2016 all over again with the polls that are out there when it comes to America's political views and how they impact family and friends, even though it's an off-election year, 2019 right now. Now, Congress continues to earn mediocre reviews for its job performance, with voters more convinced than ever that it's unlikely to focus on the country's biggest problems. And some have speculated that if Joe Biden falters in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton will immediately jump in. And I am one of those that thinks that. Now, in a recent repeat matchup on paper of the 2016 election, on a little poll that they had going, Clinton runs dead even with Donald Trump. I have a little problem believing that one. But even most Democrats don't want her to get into the race, so how could that be true? So 36% of likely U.S. voters now think that the country is headed in the right direction, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because it's just staying constant right there. Now, Rudy Giuliani is up to his eyeballs in alligators at the moment, but a couple of guys that he met that may have been a setup trying to get information about the Biden deal over there in the Ukraine. The president still has complete confidence in him and believes that he didn't do anything wrong, and I happen to believe the same thing. I know Rudy was gung-ho to grab some information about Joe Biden, but that's all going to come out in the wash. By the way, final couple of minutes of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, which is something I dare you to try to find at a big box store. It ain't going to happen, but it will at Dominic's. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That'll be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, that phone number is 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, here comes the music. That means we got to run. Means we'll be back tonight with a whole bunch of stuff on the platform. Keep your eyes on the prize today and see what happens. It's going to be an interesting day. It may be Columbus Day, maybe a holiday, no banks and no mail. Some schools are closed, not all of them. But I'll be back tonight. Same time, same bat channel. See you tomorrow.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.